T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is your first hockey game ever?
It is my first hockey game. They are big, formidable men. And in the dressing room, I told him to take this puck, put it through the net.
Who else in the locker room say yeah?
Dale Arnold.
Barbados Belichick.
Oh, boy.
Bargain Basement Belichick.
Nobody died.
Rich Keefe.
Killers kill. Killers kill.
Dale and Keefe.
So we were doing Irish car bombs, like, all day long.
Help me out, because I'm amateur.
Jameson, Bailey's, and then you drop it into a Guinness, and then you drink all three
that
at once.
Hideous.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Unless Conor McGregor wants to do them, then it sounds great.
I was going to say, if he wanted you to do a shot of his whiskey, would you have done it right on set?
I said to him, I was sorry we didn't have a wee dram of proper 12 to appropriately
Yeah, you were ready to go with that, huh?
I dropped that plug right in right off
the bat. I didn't realize you spoke Irish like that, Dale.
A wee dram.
Yeah, a little bit.
Spoke Irish.
What does it mean? What does it all mean?
So that was a different night at work.
That was pretty good.
I didn't say anything Friday because it was still up in the air.
Okay.
We knew he was coming. Well, we hoped he was coming to drop the puck. There was this whole, he was the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago Saturday.
Yeah, he's a very popular guy.
Then he gets on the private jet and comes whisking to Boston.
Yep.
We got word, okay, he landed at Logan. I'm sure they got him a police escort over to the building.
Oh, sure, like Doug Mirabelli.
Yeah, same thing. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
So I knew it was possible, but we didn't know. You know, it's kind of up to Conor McGregor whether he's coming.
Whatever he wants to do.
So I get word late morning Saturday he's on in the first intermission. So I thought, well, this will be fun.
Yeah.
I so underestimated what a big deal that guy is in this city.
People love him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean, perfect weekend for him, but they love him year round. He has fought, and he mentioned it when he was talking with you, but he has had two fights in Boston. The first fight he had in Boston was pretty early in his UFC career, and even still, there was already something about him, and the fans really liked him. A couple years later, he returned again. He was a much bigger deal, and you would have thought it was the Bruins in a playoff game or the Celtics in a playoff game. When he got announced and he came down there, people are obsessed with him. I even remember he was fighting Jose Aldo, which is one of the biggest fights he has had. I hosted this event at the Wilbur, and it was just on a big screen. It was just on a big screen to see McGregor, and the place was like sold out just to yell at McGregor, and he won that fight in 13 seconds. But he is, for a guy that doesn't play for a Boston sports team, probably, I don't think there's anybody more popular than him.
I didn't understand it until Saturday night, and then I understood it. So here's the inside thing is, he's going to come on the first intermission, and we have three segments in the intermission, and they say, we're going to do Conor McGregor in the first segment, right off the bat.
Right out of the chute,
you know,
here's
Jack
Conor.
Jack throws it to you, and here's Conor standing there with me. So now the period's winding down, and there's like 30 seconds left in the period, and 20 seconds
left
in the period, and he's not there.
Yeah.
So I said to Billy and Andrew Alberts, I said, well, you better mic up. And so period ends, Jack throws to me, and we start. As I say, welcome to our first intermission report, the door bangs open.
Here comes the former UFC champ.
And he comes in like a hurricane.
Was he strutting? Was he doing
He was not doing that, but he's got a whole entourage. He's got a whole security detail. And, and in he comes, and it's like, oh, really? Because we just started talking. So we do the segment. Now, he's off to the side there, and I think he's going to crash the set.
He should have. Why not?
He is ready to go. Let's go.
He seems like he has a lot of energy all the time.
Good God.
He seems like he's shot out of a cannon nonstop.
So we get through the segment, and then we bring him in. We
Did you go
up
shorter because he was there?
Yeah. Because we didn't know, you know, has he got a limited time frame here? Or are they going
to
pull the
He seemed
plug?
Like he was there to enjoy the day. He was having a hell of a time.
So he comes on set. We mic him up. He and I are talking a little bit.
I only wish I had a wee dram of proper 12 whiskey to toast a UFC world champion. Conor McGregor is with us. It's good to see you.
Yes, a double champion. The UFC double champion.
Double champion, Dale.
Double champion. Come on, Dale.
Double champion.
So we're talking, you know, before the cameras come on. And I said to him, I said, what was it like down on the ice for the puck drop? And he did use colorful language.
He said,
those are bleeping big men.
That was the biggest upset of the whole thing, was he was on with you for about 5 minutes and didn't swear. I was shocked.
I was prepared for it,
yeah.
And I was ready to give the, hey, we're on cable, what do you want?
Did you have to say anything to him ahead of time?
No, like, I never.
You didn't even bring it up, like, nope, hey, by the way, nope, like, this isn't HBO?
I figured, you know what, if he does, he does. And
no,
I totally expected that he was.
And
they are big, formidable men.
Formidable. I thought there was going to be something ahead of formidable, but no.
But he gets on, and we had, you know, a time frame that this is how many minutes you've got with him or whatever. And in my ear, the producer saying, just keep going. Just go.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Because he got on a roll and he wanted to talk. Now, I will say this. There was a recent news story about him where he got arrested, knocked a cell phone out of somebody's hand.
I noticed you didn't bring that up.
No. I didn't want to have to call a plumber to eat my lunch. So you know, we finished the whole thing.
Yes.
And then I said to him, I said, do you mind if we take a picture that, you know, I'll put on social media? Oh, of course. You know, and we take the picture. He's great.
Down to me, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So then he starts working the crowd. And the big security guy there with the Pittsburgh Steelers jacket on is saying, everybody, get your phones ready. We don't have much time. He took selfies with everybody who was around that place.
Yeah, so and we talked about this last week when that story came out, that the person that he grabbed their phone was, that person must have been just so obnoxious, must have gone above and beyond. Because of all these other stories you hear about him, he is so fan-friendly.
Oh.
He takes pictures, he signs autographs, he is thrilled for the fans.
Well, he couldn't sign autographs just because...
Well, I mean, not that situation.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
The greatest. I mean, he's the greatest.
So he took every selfie with everybody. And it's funny because we have kind of a circular set there. And he's working the whole set. Now, our commercial is ending. We're supposed to, you know, be going back on the air in 30 seconds.
Right.
And he's still on camera, you know, taking selfies with people. And he's getting ready to leave the set. And Andrew and Billy really wanted to get a picture with him, and they go,
of course.
Hey, do you mind? And
if you zoom in on the pinstripe, it says, f*** you.
He jumps right in. He takes a picture with them with the fist up and everything, and then off he goes like a hurricane.
I mean, he's something else. I wonder if he's ever going to fight again, because he doesn't have to. Some of these old guys, and he's not an old guy, he's 30, so he could still fight. Even though he lost his last fight, he could still
be... He looks pretty fit.
Yeah, he does. He could still fight for sure. He's one of the best guys. I think he's... Pound for pound, they list him as one of the best fighters in the world. But he made so much money with that Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
So, but he got back in the octagon after that. So maybe he still wants to fight.
Because he lost that one.
He did lose that fight.
I didn't bring that up either Saturday.
No, he didn't. No, but he is the biggest pay-per-view draw in MMA history. And it's because of all the antics. It's all the stuff that he does. And everybody's like, oh, remember, he lost his mind. And didn't he throw a dolly at the bus that Habib was in and
thing,
all that stuff? But what did that do? Oh, that just led to the biggest MMA event of all time. That was not that long ago. That was the biggest thing. The fight with Floyd, 4.3 million pay-per-view buys. That's the second most in history.
Like WrestleMania does like a million.
Yeah, and they're thrilled with that, right?
And
that's a big deal.
They're thrilled.
The fight against Habib, I can't say his last name, was UFC 229, 2.4 million pay-per-view buys. So I think he knows what he's doing with some of the antics. He has headlined four of the six highest-selling UFC pay-per-view events of all time. But I wonder if he wants to keep doing it, because he could. He could fight three different weight classes if he wanted to, and yet... He has got to have more money than anybody that's ever done the UFC.
So occasionally we'll do interview segments up there that, you know, are pretty popular with the fans in the area. Before Saturday night, the biggest one we had ever done is post-Seattle Super Bowl. Gronk and Chandler Jones were on set with us with the Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
And
Gronk's so recognizable.
And it was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Saturday night was much crazier.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
I mean, much crazier. And the whole night, and you've probably seen the videos online now, the Bruins have posted them, you know, in the dressing room with the players before the game.
Oh, it was great.
Then all of a sudden, you know, it's late in the game, and everybody starts hooting and hollering down below us, and I look down, and he's down in the Zamboni entrance there, where he wasn't supposed to be, but he wanted to see. So he comes out, and he's got a green hockey stick, and he's banging it against the glass, and he's yelling and screaming.
I just feel bad for him. He didn't get to see a fight.
He
desperately wanted to see a fight.
Bad.
Didn't happen.
Marchand tried. Yeah, the official screwed it up.
Yeah.
Some guy, Dubois, took a shot at Bergeron, so Marchand was all cranked up and ready to go.
All he wanted to see was a fight. But he got, because it's going to be weird. Anytime somebody comes in there, whether it's another athlete, a celebrity of some sort, we've seen it before where they'll go into a team's locker room or dressing room before a game. And how many times do the players just kind of, you know, smile, nod, like, all right, great, this person's famous, see you later. Like, you know, get out of here. But with McGregor, at least from the videos,
they were
super excited, and they were very engaged with what he was doing.
And to Marchand's credit, he so wanted to score a goal because he had this celly in his back pocket.
Oh, he was ready to go
He wanted to score a goal. If he had scored it 10 seconds into the game, he was doing it.
Yeah, better.
But then he gets the game-winning goal in overtime.
Even better.
And he goes into the Conor McGregor celly, and it was like the perfect. Now, think about the exposure the National Hockey League got Saturday night.
Oh, huge.
Marchand, Selly, and then everybody's, you know, marrying that up with McGregor footage and then the McGregor strut thing that he does after fights. The NHL got so much exposure from what happened here Saturday.
Because I was wondering, how did this all come together? Because when you first saw him in Chicago, then you knew he was going to be a part of the parade yesterday. But I was wondering how he even got swept up in that. Like, was that somebody with the Bruins, do we know?
You know, and I don't know the answer. I do know... As I understood it, he was in town for the St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie. He was going to be there with the mayor. Now, I don't know if the Bruins brought him in and then the parade kind of tagged on, or if the parade brought him in and the Bruins tagged on. But then yesterday, going back to my thought about how I so underestimated how big a deal this guy is in this city, they had to shut down the parade in Southie and get him off the parade route. Because people kept breaking through the barricades and trying to get out into the middle of the street to him in the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, people were going. They were insane for him. I mean, it's no joke to say he's one of the most popular athletes in Boston.
Well, I mean, he is. You know, we've got a pretty strong Irish contingent
city. That's right.
You know, we have a very strong Irish heritage anyway.
I'd say a lot of fight fans as well.
Fight fans, that helps. And this guy's you know, like one of the baddest men on the planet.
Correct.
I have not dealt with many people in my life or been around many people in my life more charismatic than this guy.
No, super charismatic. I mean, he's all energy, and he seems like a very positive guy as well. But yeah, if you think about, obviously it's one thing to be on one of the four major teams, but if you're not, how can you possibly be that popular? And it would have to be like a boxer or a golfer or a tennis player, like, you know, somebody from an individual sport. How could they be so embraced without being from the area? Like, it's one thing if it's, a Boston guy and he goes off to do, or a girl and they go off to do something in another sport and you embrace them.
An Olympian, maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you might embrace that. But for McGregor, you know, from Ireland to be as beloved as he is remarkable.
He was totally different than what I thought he was going to be.
So you're a fan now.
You know, it's funny because my daughter texted me as I was driving home. She said, did you like Conor McGregor before? I said, I really didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Because we talked about him before with the Floyd stuff. We talked about him before. I didn't think he did.
He seemed like kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
And then I met him, and he was the exact opposite of what I had perceived him to be. We did the interview, finished up, go to commercial. We're getting him, you know, unmiked. He puts his two hands together, palm to palm, in front of his chest, and he bows to me.
And like says, a sensei?
Yeah, and he bows and he says, thank you so much. He said, that was really nice. And I'm thinking, that's not the guy I saw throwing the piece of fence through the back window of a bus.
But see, because that's the thing. And he's an exceptional fighter. There's no doubt about it. But there's a lot of guys who are really good fighters. But you also have to be able to sell your fights. And
that's where
where he's unbelievable at it. Now, he can back it up a lot. So it's not like he goes out there, talks a big game, and then loses. Like, people wouldn't pay him a lot of money to do that. But he is so good at that part of the sport, which is building you up to it. You know, something like, honestly, like the comparisons to Muhammad Ali, as far as just selling a fight. I'm not talking about all the other stuff. I'm saying selling a fight, promoting yourself, you know, talking down the opponent or whatever you want to do. It's kind of similar. Like, people want to see this guy.
It's professional wrestling.
Yeah.
That part of
it.
And he would be a great.
Oh, he would be, and they should get him involved. They should somehow get him involved if they can, and that might be easier for him. He can do like a one-off here and there, and it'd be really good for him. But he's a guy.
I told the story to you last week. I have a friend who was in Ireland with his young son.
Oh, and saw Connor,
and they
right?
went to his gym just like to pay homage. This kid's a black belt and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They just wanted to see Conor McGregor's gym. They go there. He happens to be in the gym. That they had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They ask the man who's running the gym, is there any way my son could get a picture. And McGregor comes out, and he couldn't have been nicer to this kid. And he's posing for pictures with him. And you know, that kind of ran counter to what I thought this guy was, too.
But that's the other part, though, is so you didn't necessarily like him before, but you had an opinion on him. And how many UFC fighters did you have an opinion of, or could you even name?
That's fair.
And so yet people knew who Conor McGregor was. That, you know, when he fights, that'll lead SportsCenter. When he fights, it's a big deal, the hype up. And then he gained a whole lot more fans and haters throughout the whole run with Floyd Mayweather. He knew what he was doing that whole time. Got an absolute monster payday, and he could be set for life. 30 years old, he could be, if he wants to, never fight again. But I don't know. The way he's wired, something tells me he will get back in there again.
It's hard to picture. He, as you pointed out, I mean, he is like a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much energy, and you can almost feel the nervous tension around him. It's hard for me to picture him just, I'll be a businessman the rest of my life. You know, I'll sell proper 12 whiskey, and we'll just go from there. I just can't picture him being satisfied with that.
No, because whoever he decides to pick out, and he has fought in three different weight classes just in the UFC, and he could pick another rivalry, and whoever it is, create it into this monster thing.
He'll
that you're going to have.
Person.
And you're going to have to watch it. And whether it's a rematch with Habib, or whether it's a trilogy fight with Diaz, or whether it's whatever, they can make it the highest selling thing. And also, you take a little bit of a break. So his last fight was in October. So the longer he's out, there's just going to be more anticipation for him. I mean, you saw what the response was for him now, and people don't even know. There's no next fight to promote, and yet it's still this huge deal when he comes around.
I mean, I'm sure if the Celtics had the option.
Oh, they should.
Because they had the 12:30 game on Saturday.
Yeah, they should have had him there.
He was, unfortunately for them, still at the parade in Chicago at the time. You know, in a perfect world, he'd have been at their game. He'd have been
absolutely
at the Bruins game. He'd have been at the parade in Southie, and
Boston, he should have some sort of contract with the city of Boston and just have him, you know, appearances here or there, come to whatever.
The city of Boston.
Any kind of event we have here.
I said this on Twitter.
Can he run the marathon? Can he be a part of the marathon?
I said this on Twitter. I said, because I was surprised by it, how the city of Boston loves this guy. And I got a response from some guy who's not a Conor McGregor fan. He said, "You don't know what you're talking about. Nobody likes this guy."
Well, that, sir, is wrong.
I was in the building.
That is insanely wrong.
I mean, wherever he went, you'd hear this hubbub. Yeah. He went into this. He was sitting in a suite for the first period. When he came into the suite, you hear this cheering and yelling down at the other end of the arena.
Right.
And everybody's turned away from the ice up to the suite. And you realize, oh, Conor McGregor just walked in.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big deal, but so that person that tweeted at you was upset about it. That's fine. Like, he's not unanimously loved.
No.
But he gets
him before.
That's what
Saturday.
I'm saying. Like, but there is some sort of emotion attached to him. Whereas if I named another guy in the UFC, even like a top guy, you'd kind of shrug and say, I don't know, either never heard of him or I have no opinion. But Conor McGregor, everybody's got something to say about McGregor.
I would.
But that was cool. That was a good idea that he was there. That was awesome.
Whoever thought it up, great. Whoever brought him in, great. I don't know if it was the Bruins, if it was the city of Boston. I will say that if they bring him back for another St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie, they might have to rethink security a little bit.
I don't know how they're going to do it. Yeah, they're going to have to figure something out. He's too popular.
They had to shut it down and get him off the parade route.
I don't. There's not many other people that they would have to do that for.
I'm
even St. Patrick himself.
I guess some big The Rock.
Maybe.
You know, if
well, that's just if you were there. You would attack
him. That'd just be me and Jason Rossi breaking down barricades. I'm trying to think of big stars.
I mean, Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, Brady, yes.
But that's sort of the category he's in, which is kind of crazy.
It was nuts.
Very excited to get out there and feel that Bostonian crowd. I know it well, you know, from fighting here and from being here many times. You know, I've no doubt tomorrow's going to be a special day.
It was.
Pretty good.
They had to get him off the parade route.
That's too much.
I'm not sure he understood how big a day it was going to be. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. Bruins did win Saturday. Celtics won as well. They're in action tonight, as you heard during the award-winning Trending Now.
Thank you, Dale.
We've got Tyreek Hill to talk about today. We've got Jason Rossi's absolute best moment ever when Johnny Manziel signed with the AAF.
It's a big deal. Big scoop.
Huge deal.
Big story.
Playing for Mike Singletary, I guess.
A little work.
Gronk is hitting hot yoga classes in Miami in preparation for the upcoming season.
He sure is.
We got a bunch of stuff we'll talk about throughout the course of the day. 617 779-7937 is the number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Right back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Conor McGregor joining us.
Yeah, did a nice job for us. Came in the room before. He's fired up, that guy. He's still fired up. Glad we won. He would have come in and probably, you know, had his way with us.
Please welcome all the way from Dublin, Ireland, the original champ, the notorious Conor McGregor.
They are big, formidable men.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted someone to score just to do it. I knew that before the game. You know, it's not every day you have an icon like that, you know, here in the room and the presence. So, you know, it's had a lot of fun with that.
Bergeron to Marchand. He scores! Bruins put an emphatic end to their three-game losing streak.
Thank you, Conor McGregor!
I am unbeaten in Boston, just like the Bostonians themselves. That's what I said to the team in there. I asked them when I walked in, I said, are you ready for war? I said, when I say Boston, you say strong. Boston, strong.
If only he could skate, right?
He sort of said afterwards, he said, I'd like to get some skates.
You imagine him out there skating around?
He during the interview, he's talked about down on the pitch, and then he said, no, ice.
Now, one of the topics of conversation that came up is who would win in a fight between Conor McGregor and Zdeno Chara.
He said he'd sweep the leg.
I think he would have to take him down.
Yeah, it'd be
Chara's got him with the reach. No, but there, I mean, McGregor, even though he is, you know, I wonder where he walks around at, like 150 pounds probably, 170 pounds tops.
He's listed at 5'9". I'm 5'7", and he's about 2 inches taller than me, so that part's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, and because he's fought at 145, 155, 170, but you know these guys are all usually much heavier than they cut down. But either way, he is significantly small. He's a foot shorter than Chara, but he's also a trained killer. So I would take McGregor in that.
Zdeno Chara, by the way, turns 42 years old today.
Is that right?
42
years old. Happy birthday to Zdeno Chara.
Jason, I only brought it up, Jason,
this is the birthday
we were
show.
Talking about,
we love
about
birthdays.
Zdeno Chara.
We love birthdays
Which
here.
Means that as of today, his defense partner, Charlie McAvoy, is exactly half his age.
That is insane, isn't it?
Charlie McAvoy's 21. Zdeno Chara turns 42 today. You know, has like 2% body fat.
I was going to say, it doesn't really seem like there's much of an end in sight. Now, he's not one of the 3 to 5 best defensemen in the league like he was for so many years in his career. But as far as being a solid NHL defenseman, it seems like that's not going anywhere, right? I mean, yeah, you can always
talk about... He's not done this year. He will play again next year. He's got sort of that Tim Wakefield contract where...
Which is great.
You know, at the end of the year, they say, hey, do you want to play another year? Yes, I do. Okay, here you go.
Right.
He will definitely play again next year, and I would guess maybe even a couple of years after this.
It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you asked for it. You asked for it. You got it.
It's your birthday today.
Zdeno.
It's your birthday today.
Zdeno.
So that was on the list, right? They had done Zdeno on their list.
Jason Rossi and the Happy Birthday Band don't miss a name.
No, that's a good one.
Pronunciation can always be a little questionable.
It sure can be. Don't ask him to spell it either.
Sorry, I messed things up.
But happy birthday, Zdeno Chara.
He has played in, by the way, if you're keeping score at home, he has played in 1,476 regular season games and another 159 playoff games.
Yikes.
It's amazing. And during the Zero Pucks Given podcast with Andrew Raycroft the other day.
Available now. Cheap iTunes. There you go.
We were talking about this. Tom Brady is obviously the best quarterback who's ever lived. Nobody's trying to put Zdeno Chara in that category. But the point Raycroft made, and I agree with him, what Chara is doing physically is more impressive than what Brady does. Especially in this day and age where they go to such great lengths to protect the quarterback. When Chara's out there playing 23, 24, 25 minutes a night,
right?
at the age of now 42. It's unbelievable.
No, it is. It's absolutely unbelievable. And he's playing, you know, like you said, big minutes and everything else. I just, haven't we seen more NHL guys in their 40s than we have quarterbacks in their 40s? I feel like it's not so
Chris
crazy
Chelios
to see.
And
yeah, some of these guys are like, oh my yeah. God, like still out there. Now, it's still impressive. You know, when Yager's out there or whatever age he is, when he's still skating around, it's impressive. Yeah, I think that they both are really incredible what they're doing. And that's the thing is neither one seems like they're done. Like if Char and Brady played, in fact, if either of them didn't play next year, you'd be shocked. Or if neither of them did play the year after, you'd be shocked.
No,
like that's,
absolutely.
They're just lined up to do so.
I think that we are approaching a contract extension for Brady.
Yeah.
And it would not surprise me if it's a 2-year or even a 3-year extension.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you're right though.
I mean, it would not surprise me.
They need to lower that cap number.
Yeah, well, that's
they're
part of
it. Kind of hurting
it will
there.
At least be a 2-year extension.
Yeah, I agree.
I would not be shocked if they announce a 3-year extension.
They could.
And I'll tell you right now, Gronk is absolutely, positively playing for the Patriots next year.
Really? Why are
absolutely,
you so certain?
Zero doubt.
How come he's not telling anybody?
I don't know that.
Okay.
Well, he was busy. He was at the hot yoga class.
I know he's doing
class.
Hot yoga. I've never done hot yoga.
So there's a reporter in Miami named Omar Kelly.
Yeah.
And his wife said, hey, there was a NFL player at our hot yoga class today. And he said, well, who was it? She said, I didn't get his name, but I got a picture.
Yeah, Gronk.
She posted. She gives him the picture. Yeah. Of the whole hot yoga class, and here's Gronk in the back row.
Is that what they normally do after hot yoga? Is he take a quick pic?
I don't know.
Is that what happens?
Well,
hey, look at us. We survived hot yoga.
I bet you this is like an exclusive club that she's
maybe.
Working out at. I don't think Gronk's just going to your run-of-the-mill hot yoga
did
class.
Did he get like a day pass?
How'd Buddy get, pass,
how'd
yes.
he get in there?
I'm gonna guess they probably would let him in.
He just heard good things about that hot yoga? Yeah. Guys,
hey,
it's me, Gronk.
Can I come in?
Gronk,
get
want,
a sweat on?
Want to get a hot yoga going. I guess. So you think... Because you saw him doing hot yoga, that means he's playing football next year?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. That was an addition to the fact. I'm telling you, he's absolutely playing next year.
Because of the addition of Matt LaCosse, he's like, I really want to team
now,
up with Matt LaCosse.
I better. He's going to take my job, damn it.
That's a guy that we could be a dynamic duo together. Yeah, he's still waiting around here, and we're getting closer. We're about a month away from the NFL draft and still no decision yet, at least publicly made by Gronk. And the way things are, once he starts talking about it, it'll get out there.
Yes.
You can't do anything now and just keep it on the hush. So do you have any idea when we're going to find out for real? Like, is it going to be a
well,
week?
My guess
weeks?
Is it's going to be similar to what you had happen last year. Gronk had the come to Jesus meeting with Bill Belichick a couple of days before the draft.
Yeah.
And then comes out, I'm all in.
After the motocross.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had to have another thing.
So my guess is sometime around draft time, before the draft, there will be some sort of, you know, Gronk pronouncement.
But is he going to have the same contract? Because I think right now, and again, salary can be manipulated, but as it stands right now, the Patriots don't have a lot of cap space. In fact, only one team has less cap space. I think it's the Falcons.
The Patriots may not have any when they finally get everything settled.
Yeah, here. So I still look at guys like Devin McCourty, Gronk, and Dante Hightower and say, are they going to be able to trim the money down a little bit from there? Are any of those guys open to it? Does it have to come with an extension? Would they be just willing to take a pay cut? Or would they even go so far as to say, I think Gronk and McCourty are safe, but would they even go so far as to cut Hightower because the number's so high?
I don't think they're going to cut Gronk. I don't.
No, I don't think they would either.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they extended him
for
a year or two to cut the cap number down, give him more upfront money.
Because then if he retires, then you don't have to pay him anyway, right? So, yeah, I mean, I could see that happening.
But there is no doubt in my mind he's playing next year. There's no doubt in my mind.
There's no doubt?
Zero
wow.
doubt. Not even
jeez.
A shred. And
it's there's March 18th, and we don't even know, though.
I know.
Okay.
And there's no doubt in my mind that you're close to getting an announcement about a contract extension for Brady.
I talked to Rob last night, man. He won't even tell me.
Drew doesn't even know. Rosenhaus has no clue. He's left in the dark. If Rosenhaus doesn't know, how are we supposed to know?
Well, he needs to get better sources.
But so you
by
think
the way, I don't believe Rosenhaus.
Nothing he says.
No,
so I
and I didn't believe what he said that.
So do you think Gronk has already made up his mind?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
I think he knows he's playing. I think he's training as if he's playing. Hot yoga notwithstanding.
Hot yoga could be part of it. You gotta stay sharp, stay pliable.
Well, and according to Omar Kelly's wife,
yeah, he wasn't very flexible.
Had some trouble getting into some of the positions, but she said he worked real hard on it. Was working very hard on
it. Good for him. He's trying.
Said he was in the back of the class.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
They always say the best students are in the front of the class.
That's right. They do say that, Jason. That's where Jason sat every day.
Second row?
Well, not to show off.
Omar Kelly said his wife was also struggling in the back of the class.
Oh, is that right?
Might not have had anything to do with
I'm pretty sure
Gronk without his shirt on, right?
I think it had everything to do with that. Can't blame her. I'd be right next
to him,
too.
Very attractive man.
Yeah.
Don't think we haven't noticed.
No, got a good sweat going. Those classes must stink. Everybody just stinking. Like, ugh. Sweat. The whole point of it is just to sweat buckets. And then you're in that hot, confined space. It must stink.
So I've never done hot yoga.
No, neither have I.
Is it? Oh, I thought you had.
No, I did regular yoga. I did like sleepy yoga.
Jason,
Dale, you've never done hot yoga, but you've done goat yoga.
Yeah, I did goat yoga.
But
that must really
wasn't
stink.
That hot. It was kind of cool outside that particular
day. Goat droppings.
But did it smell?
Well, yeah, like feces.
Goats do poop sometimes. Yeah. Yes.
Did they poop on you?
No, they didn't poop on me.
I feel like the yoga class that I took kind of smelled like feet in there. Like, everybody's kind of like, because they take the old shoes off and socks off. And you're like, everybody maybe put some of the socks back on. I can only imagine what a hot yoga class smells like.
Have you done hot yoga, Jason?
I've not. I've done hot spin.
That doesn't smell.
Please.
Lucy, have you done hot yoga?
Lucy?
I have never done hot yoga.
See, I want to know what it means. I'm not being
a jerk. They turn up to like 120.
Is that what it is? They just turn the heat way up. It's like you do it in a sauna or something.
Hotter than Hades down there. Yeah. You get a good sweat in, I bet. But you might pass out. Everybody's sweating buckets. Yeah,
they say people pass out, they get sick the whole
time. That sounds fun.
Those are the weak-minded ones.
I bet Conor McGregor's done hot yoga when he's trying to drop weight. I bet all these fighters do it. Or you put the old trash bag on, go in the sauna, ride the stationary bike.
Sounds like something that maybe someone's done before.
Not me. I never wrestled. That's for psychos.
High school wrestlers
would do that. It was gross. They'd put all the trash bags on, just throwing up. That was awful.
That's entertaining.
Yeah, fun.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Sam's in New Hampshire. Hey, Sam.
Oh, hey, Keith. There's no way that Conor McGregor would be. Isn't Zdeno Chara's father? Wasn't he like an Olympic wrestler?
He was.
So you know, Chara knows how to wrestle. He's 6'9". He's a professional athlete. There's no way Conor McGregor would beat him.
Conor McGregor's one of the greatest fighters in the world. I know he's a lot smaller than Chara, but I would still take him. He's a trained killer, this guy.
I disagree.
All right. One day we'll get to see it.
I will say this. Obviously, the reach and height advantage would be such that if McGregor couldn't get inside, Chara could just punish him, keeping him out at arm's length and just cuffing him around.
No, I know. I mean, it's the only guy in the entire NHL that it's even worth the discussion. But still, I think, I don't know, McGregor, just the way he fought. I mean, he was in the ring, and I know Mayweather's small, but he survived a boxing match with Floyd Mayweather. He's one of the greatest boxers of all time. He's a dominant fighter, killer. I think I would still take him.
You know who was all excited to get a picture with Conor McGregor on Saturday?
Dale Arnold.
Well, that too. Yes, me too.
Okay.
Oh, no, Kevin Miller.
Oh, I bet.
Who's one of the resident enforcers for the Bruins. Yeah. He was all excited. And they did the picture, you know, where both of them have the fists up everything.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I mean, Kevin Miller was very excited.
I bet.
My guess is...
Is he a fan of, like, UFC, obviously?
Yes, I think so.
I bet a bunch of them are.
I think most of them
are. Most of them probably are. How can you not be?
Now,
sweet science.
So when I took the picture with McGregor there, you know, he put his fist up.
Yeah. You got to put your dukes up,
well,
too.
Well, I thought to myself, do I put my fist up or do I just look like the world's biggest hardo doing that?
I don't know. I mean, that's what it calls for, I feel like. If he's got his fist up.
If you were
going to
take a picture with him, would you put your fist up?
I would ask him first if it was okay. And then I would do it.
Excuse me,
is it all right if I do?
McGregor?
I'm not trying to threaten you in any way, but if I just put my fist up, would that be fine? He's like, sure. Then I would do it, yeah.
Now, guys who fight, for a living in the NHL, guys like Sean Thornton have said, Zdeno Chara is the one guy who has to be careful because he could literally kill somebody out there. Thornton told this story.
He could literally kill somebody?
Chara's in a fight one time. He's on his back on the ice. This Ottawa player is above him. And Chara, all he had was like a 6-inch, boom, straight up.
Yeah, because where his arm was.
He busted the guy's face up with a 6-inch punch to the face. He broke all these bones in this guy's face.
Oh, my goodness.
And Thornton said, and Andrew Ference reiterated to me, he said, he could literally kill somebody out there.
So he has to go at like 70% when he fights. Like, he can't go full go.
I think he's...
That's a good argument for Chara in the fight against McGregor, I guess.
Well, if they did get in a fight, if
now, it wouldn't be on skates.
No.
And there wouldn't be hockey equipment on.
No.
So I still McGregor's more used to it. How many street fights do you think Chara's been in recently?
I would hope not so many. I just think he's so big and so strong.
He's enormous. At some point, maybe you're right. Maybe the size
like,
does sort of take over.
He literally outweighs McGregor by 100 pounds.
And he's a foot taller than him.
He's 6'9", yeah. 250 pounds.
Yeah.
And McGregor's 5'9" and 150
Dale,
pounds.
Dale, let me tell you a little story about David versus Goliath.
Oh, that would do.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might not be something that...
Yeah, in this case, though, David's a trained fighter, and that's all he does it for a living.
Well, Charis...
Goliath's no joke.
He's sort of a fighter as well.
He absolutely is. That's
he just
true.
Doesn't do it as... Well, actually, he probably does do it more often.
Yeah, he definitely does. McGregor's good for one or two a year. Although he spars and all that stuff nonstop, and trains for it nonstop.
Yeah.
But as far as real fights, yeah, few and far between now.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Quick aside before I get to my main point. Gordon Hayward. Dude, stop being such a puss. Oh, I got to go home so I can go play Fortnite. Get off the effing Xbox and play basketball.
He's got a concussion. He's got a concussion.
He's not going home
basketball.
To play Fortnite.
He's got a concussion.
Basketball.
Mike, he's got
a concussion. I know, but you can't play anything with a concussion.
Mike, which part of he's got a concussion are you having concussion-related issues with understanding?
Listen, I've had concussions throughout practices and, like,
All right, great. That's good.
Listen, and let me get to my main point about Tyreek Deplorable Hill. Seriously, this guy, unbelievable. 10 days removed from a domestic incident that no charges were pressed on, and somehow, miraculously, his 3-year-old's arm gets broken. I'll tell you what. If the NFL doesn't kick this guy out, if he gets convicted and they do not ban him for life, the next time that man comes to this stadium, I personally will hop out on that field, rip his helmet off, and beat the bag out of him.
Bet you don't, Mike. I don't mind the passion, but I bet you don't. Unless Mike is like this world-class athlete and fighter that we don't know of, I feel like Tyreek Hill would probably win that one. And he'd have to catch him.
I'm sort of, and I heard Mutt and Callahan and Wiggy talking about this morning. I'm curious the hoops that fans in Kansas City are trying to jump through right now to justify Tyreek Hill.
Yikes.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you don't know what happened. I
that's
mean,
true. That's where you go with.
That's all you have, right?
I think so. Like, let's let the process play out. There's that one.
As deplorable as domestic violence is, and, you know, we're kind of unanimous. You hit a woman, you kind of get what you deserve. There's a different degree.
This
if
is
you're talking
level.
About a 3-year-old getting his arm broken.
Well, when we were talking about Tyreek Hill during the when he came to Foxborough, I remember the fan dumped the beer on him, and then, you know, so we're looking into Tyreek Hill a little bit more. I didn't realize until that point that the woman who he choked and punched while he was in college, they're still together. So the child that
you
now is at the center of the
so
oh you
often.
Do I shouldn't have been surprised but you saw that they were together. It was now his fiance, and so now the child who is 3 and who's at the center of this incident is the child she was pregnant with at the time. And then guess what, she happens to be pregnant again. She's expected to have twins with Tyreek Hill, and you're just like, my God. And so the Kansas City Chiefs made a pretty quick decision on Kareem Hunt. Now Kareem Hunt had a video associated with
exactly.
it. And as we know, Dale, the video...
As soon as the video shows
that
up...
That means something. If you don't have the video, you can sort of talk your way around it and everything else. But they made a pretty quick decision with Kareem Hunt, who did not have that huge strike against him before he even came into the league like Tyreek Hill did. They took Hill in the 5th round, even knowing what he did. He would have gone a lot sooner. A lot of teams said, we're not even going to bother with this guy. He's been... a good player and a good, you know, he stayed out of trouble since he's been in the league up until this point. And so now you got to look at, everybody's looking at the Chiefs and saying, all right, what are you guys going to do about it? And it seems like if it's like Hunt, there's not going to be a video of this one, but still, I think because of what he's done in the past, my guess is the Kansas City Chiefs will release Tyreek Hill. That's my guess.
They're going to go from Tyreek Hill and Hunt to 0.
You know what's unbelievable to think about is the Patriots' biggest rivals over the last couple of years.
Are falling apart.
The Steelers had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and they're both gone for a third and a fifth. And then Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill potentially could both be gone just based on their own stupidity.
We'll talk more about Kareem Hunt in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rocking the midday with Dale Arnold.
What the bleep is wrong with you people?
And Rich Keefe.
I'm talking when I'm talking!
On WEEI.
What I can tell you is that Tyreek Hill, Josh, has not been charged with anything. Now, he very well could be charged with something and may be charged with something in the next couple of days. But as of right now, Tyreek Hill has not been charged with anything. And so I'm not going to sit here and pile on. And me, of all people, who have no respect whatsoever for Tyreek Hill, the person, because of what he's done in the past, I'm not ready to sit here and pile on Tyreek Hill yet. I think we need to let this entire thing play out and see what happens. If ultimately he is charged and then found guilty of, you know, beating his child, then we've got something serious that we need to consider.
Yeah, something serious then if he beat his child.
He's not going to pile on, though.
No.
Fesco's going to wait until he gets all the information there.
Here, let me just make sure people understand what the basics here is. There are allegations of battery against a child. What they are saying is that apparently, and I believe the child is 3 years old, if I remember right.
You're right.
Suffered a broken arm as a result of this battery. And at the moment, this is all under investigation, police investigation, not league investigation yet. But just to make sure people understand the personal conduct policy in the NFL, which they beefed up after the whole Ray Rice and Greg Hardy and Adrian Peterson things. This is what they put into the personal conduct policy. Possible aggravating factors include, but are not limited to, a prior violation of the personal conduct policy, similar misconduct before joining the NFL, violence involving a weapon, choking, repeated striking, or when an act is committed against a particularly vulnerable person, such as a child, a pregnant woman, or an elderly person, or where the act is committed in the presence of a child.
I mean, Tyreek Hill checks all those
boxes.
Every
single one of these.
Except for elderly and
pregnant.
Weapon that we know. No, pregnant.
Oh,
no, that's how this
whole thing
started for him. So if anybody ever didn't deserve the benefit of the doubt, it's Tyreek Hill. Like, this is one. So like, we just heard Bob Fesco coming back, who does mornings in Kansas City. And if you want to do the, hey, we don't know what happened yet to this guy, we don't know what he's done yet, if you want to play that up with somebody who has a squeaky clean record, then so be it. That's your choice to do that. But we're really going to do this with Tyreek Hill?
Guilty.
Yes.
To beating and choking his then pregnant girlfriend.
Pleaded guilty. He did that.
Now, because this happened before he came into the NFL, he was not subject to punishment for that when he entered the NFL, but that gets taken into consideration if he violates anything going forward. They then say, well, remember that before you came to the NFL, what you did?
That should be a significant strike against him. It should be. Again, he obviously is a very talented player, yet he fell to the fifth round because of that. They knew what was going on there. The Chiefs took him, and since he's been in the league, he has stayed out of trouble, and he has turned into a great player. But now this pops up. Now, there was a 911 call. There was also an incident. Was it the week before or was it a few days before this took place as well? And, you know, his fiance's name was a person's name that was listed on this report as well. So there's a lot of smoke right now going on with Tyreek Hill. To Fesco's point, I guess we don't know exactly what happened, but I feel okay connecting some of these dots right now. Again, because of who we're talking about and what he has done in the past. And so now it's sort of, what do the Kansas City Chiefs do?
All right, now let's play it out. Let's say that, you know, the Chiefs draft him. As you say, he's available in the fifth round for a reason. There are questions. Play it out. Let's say they do to Tyreek Hill what they did to Kareem Hunt. And they basically say, you got to go. They cut him today. You think somebody else isn't going to sign him?
Somebody will sign him.
Somebody isn't going to, and probably Cleveland, for crying out loud,
Somebody would sign him. And, you know, they saw this with Kareem Hunt. And what we were led to believe about the Kareem Hunt situation was less about the actions of Kareem Hunt and more about him not being truthful with the Chiefs. Remember, that was sort of their biggest complaint was, you know, before the year started, we talked to Kareem Hunt and he wasn't truthful with us. So they basically were saying him kicking a woman, we could have looked past, but he lied to us.
Right. Yeah, that's the only reason they cut him, because he lied.
So now I guess the question would be with Tyreek Hill, what are they asking him? What is he saying about all of this? Like, is he being truthful about it, knowing that, hey, there's not a video of this, so I can maybe lie about it, or how is this all going to play out? But it seems like the Chiefs took this bold stand last season, right? They're one of the best teams in the league. At that point, they may have even been the Vegas favorite to win the AFC. They have the best offense in football, and they just cut. They're like, hey, look at us. We're taking the high road. We're cutting Kareem Hunt. All right, well, now you have another guy who is an even more important player on your team. And another, like a heinous act. And what are you going to do? Are you going to stick by him? They're probably hoping that he lands on this commissioner's exempt list. And then they can sort of be like, all right, we'll get to it. And then we'll make our decision once the league does.
Remember now, the league, the NFL is not required to, well, let's wait till the legal process plays out here. They're not required to do
No, I mean, the whole idea that this personal conduct policy, and because we were talking about it even with Robert Kraft before. I mean, it's kind of, you know, all encompassing. So you can take a look at this, and just the fact that, you know, 911 was called to his house a couple of times, and there's something terrible happened in that house. And so now you're trying to find the information, but the fact that this is bringing attention onto him too, you can look at that as personal conduct policy.
So on March 5th, police officers were called to Tyreek Hill's home to investigate an incident of child abuse or neglect, quote unquote. Tyreek Hill's name was listed on the police report, but the report was closed 3 days later when prosecution was declined.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they were called just 10 days prior to this news breaking now,
right,
about a second incident,
yeah,
in which the reports are that his 3-year-old son, the victim is, in this case, is reportedly his 3-year-old son, his injuries included a broken arm.
Right.
It's not just a broken arm.
Nope. He has a broken arm. But that's my point, too, is they've been called to his house twice in less than 10 days. Yeah, in less than 2 weeks. So I went to a place where I thought it would be just covered with Tyreek Hill news. I went to Chiefs.com. The lead headline on Chiefs.com, 2019 Chiefs Cheer Auditions Vlog 2.
Sounds like a hell of a
video. The number one headline. They had the photo gallery of the cheerleader finalists, which you might be interested in. Mostly cheerleader vlogs. They have a section on their website, the Chiefs.com, called Off the Field. Here we go. That's probably it.
That's where it'll be.
Chiefs players, executives, ambassadors, and cheerleaders celebrate Read Across America Day. That was on there.
Well, that's important.
It is.
Reading is important.
Top players and coaches around the NFL gather in Kansas City for the 49th Annual 101 Awards. It doesn't seem to be. Oh, there's a sit down with the Honey Badger. Let's see.
By the way,
it's scrubbed.
In fairness, it wouldn't appear on Patriots.com either.
You don't think so?
Make it sound like the Chiefs are the only team that would neglect to report on this.
Either way, it's embarrassing.
No team in the NFL would put that.
How do you not? How do you not just put?
Because they're going to say we don't know what's going on.
Then
yet.
Write that.
There's a legal investigation going
Even
on.
Even if you want to write, there's a bunch of lies Nobody's out there about our write team. That. They should. What's the biggest story going on with the Chiefs right now? The vlog for the cheerleaders, or is it Tyreek Hill?
Well, I can promise you that if, God forbid, a Patriot player were in the exact same situation Tyreek Hill is in, it wouldn't be on Patriots.com either.
You don't think they talked about the Robert Kraft situation on Patriots.com? I think we know that they did. I think Andy Hart said on their...
I think they did...
On their podcast.
Yes, I don't believe it's on Patriots.com.
I don't know.
In fact, I'd be willing to bet it's probably not.
I bet. Well, but they at least addressed it, I think. The Chiefs.com thing, that's embarrassing for these guys. Come on. Do you think he ends up getting cut? Because you're right. He would, as long as he's not in prison, he would end up on another team. Somebody would take him.
He'll be signed, you know, within a week.
Unless there was video. Actually, you know what? I take that back. We learned with Kareem Hunt, if you're a good enough player, the video doesn't matter either. It doesn't. Now, it might affect whether you're employed by your current team, because then can't every other team in the league swoop in and be like, second chances. We believe in second chances. You're like, well, Tyreek Hill, this is at least a third chance. Yeah, we believe in third chances as well. We are going to be
Sometimes,
the team that changes it.
Maybe even a fourth. Depends on how things go.
We are the change of scenery team, where he will join up with us, and he's going to be just fine. So, yeah, he would definitely pop up on another team. So that's why the Chiefs are in sort of a weird spot. But they had to even know that with Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was going to sign with another team. And as it turns out, the Cleveland Browns, he goes there, could be a team that the Chiefs face in the playoffs next year. So the same thing could happen with Tyreek Hill.
By the way, there is nothing on Patriots.com about Robert Kraft.
Well, it's an old story, Dale. If you go back a few weeks, I'm sure it was plastered with it. They have a nice one-on-one with Matt LaCosse. Listen, they're good people.
And they also have Patriots cheerleaders. Where are they now?
Well, I'm clicking on that. They're good people. I work for Patriots.com. It's a good place.
I didn't say it wasn't a good thing.
It's hard-hitting news usually.
I'm just saying there is not a team in the league that would be doing that.
Well, I think
including this one.
I think they should. Chiefs.com. Please. Please. I want to cover the biggest story in the league right now.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.